Well, good Wednesday morning, everyone. Peter Schwartz with you here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Mike Fliegelman on the other side of the glass, taking over for Paul Rosenberg. They'll be making that switch momentarily. Pat Boyle will be on the updates throughout the overnight, and we're taking you up until the warm-up show at 5 o'clock with Al and Jerry, and that's followed, of course, by Boomer and Geo. And as we start on this early Wednesday morning, I can't help but channel my inner Cody Rhodes from WWE. What do you want to talk about? And there's a lot to talk about. But of course, we have to start with the defending, reigning American League champion New York Yankees as they continue to rebound from the loss of Juan Soto. And they continue to make moves to reshape this team and try to get back to the World Series in 2025 and win it. And they had Cody Bellinger in a trade with the Cubs, and this is a fleecing. No other way to describe it. Brian Cashman fleeced the Cubs. And this could be a one-year rental if Cody Bellinger opts out, but they get Cody Bellinger and financial help from the Cubs for Cody Poteet. So you're trading a Cody for Cody. You're filling another void. A left-handed bat that can play center field or first base. You get to move Aaron Judge back to right field. And you add another piece of the puzzle. After you've already added a starting pitcher in Max Fried, Devin Williams to the back of the bullpen. And they're not done yet. That's the beauty of what Brian Cashman has done here. He has left the door open for more. And the Met fan will still say, and I'm sure I'll hear from all of you during the course of the show, we still got the best player. We still got Juan Soto. And you did. And Juan Soto is great. There's no question about it. But one player doesn't make a team. And the Yankees have made the moves in the last week to put themselves back in the discussion as being a championship team in 2025. And they shouldn't be done here. They need a first baseman. And you hear the names, you know, Pete Alonso, Christian Walker, still out there for them. I still think in my heart of hearts that Pete Alonso is going back to the Mets. I'd be shocked if he didn't go back. But Christian Walker's still there, and you can get him. You could have Cody Bellinger spelling him at first base here and there. And again, the most important thing to me in this whole scenario is moving Aaron Judge back to right field. The Yankees got better before they made any moves. And you knew they were going to make moves, but when Soto left, it just was a natural that you'd move Judge back to right field. And now that this confirms it, because Cody Bellinger's been told he's going to play center field. I never liked Aaron Judge playing center field. I was not, and this has nothing to do with the drop in Game 5 of the World Series. I was never comfortable with it from the start. He's a right fielder. He should not be playing center field. But I love the acquisition of Cody Bellinger. And I just love everything that Brian Cashman has done this offseason. And he's really, what he has done here is he has taken all of that abuse from the Yankee fan. And guilty as charged. Guilty. I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite for 5 hours and say that I never criticized Brian Cashman, because I did. But he has certainly come back with a vengeance these last 2 years, helping the Yankees put a team together to get to the World Series. And now, let's face it, you lose one of the best players in baseball to your crosstown neighbors. I can't call the Mets rivals. They're not rivals. They don't play in the same division. They don't play in the same league. They play, you know, either 4 or 6 games a season. Played once in the World Series. Yankees and Mets are not rivals. They're neighbors. But it's still a hard pill to swallow when you see your big acquisition last year taking off and going to sign with the Mets. There's no question that that stung. But Cashman has come back. And you always worried, was Plan B going to be any better than bringing Soto back? Because you question, if Soto came back to the Yankees, how much flexibility would Cashman have with Hal Steinbrenner to do what he's doing now? And if you're telling me that the Yankees are going to go to bat in 2025 with Max Fried fortifying the rotation and with Devin Williams combining with Luke Weaver and Jonathan Loaisiga in the back of the bullpen, and now Cody Bellinger playing center field, a lefty bat in Yankee Stadium, and whatever else is coming down the pike here, I go to bat with that. Get me to Tampa, get me to February, and let's see what this team can do. Again, not trying to sound sour grapes over losing Juan Soto, because it does sting. But when something like that happens, you have to be able to have a plan B and go out and reload. And that's exactly what Brian Cashman has done. And I think he deserves a lot of credit. And I think when all is said and done, a lot of people, and you talk, remember Robert Sala talked about taking receipts from all the criticism, and obviously that never happened. But Brian Cashman's got a lot of receipts on people who said all these nasty things about him. And this may sound silly saying this on Wednesday, December 18th. Brian Cashman is already the leading candidate for executive of the year. Has to be. How do you bounce back from losing one of the five best players in baseball, and now you've re-energized your fan base, and on paper, the Yankees on this day might already be better. I said might, because let's see what else happens. This Yankee team right now might be better than the team that walked out of Yankee Stadium after Game 5 of the World Series. I mean, at least in the American League, obviously, if they got to the World Series, you're talking about, you know, facing the defending world champion Dodgers, or maybe it's the Mets who get there, maybe it's somebody else. Who else in the American League is going to challenge the Yankees now? We've heard all this stuff about how easy a road the Yankees had to get to the World Series, and it was facing the Royals and the Guardians. And the Yankees' road this year through the regular season to get to the American League East title, to get through the playoffs, might be easier than it was last year. Because the Yankees are already a better team than ended last season. And they still don't have a first baseman. And I'd be stunned if they didn't add a first baseman here in the next couple of days. Wednesday was already going to be a celebratory day for the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. They're going to introduce Max Fried at a press conference at noon on Wednesday. And that was before the news broke about getting Cody Bellinger. Now, that press conference, Brian Cashman's going to be out there, deservedly so, at the press conference, the formal part of the press conference. I've been to enough of these things to know how this works. Big press conference on the dais, everybody there. And then Cashman breaks down into the groups with the writers and with the local TV and radio, right? And he'll sit there or stand there with big, giant smile on his face. See, we had a plan B. Tomorrow's going to be a day that Brian Cashman will be able to soak it all in, because not only will he get to talk about Max Fried officially, but he'll get to talk about Cody Bellinger and Devin Williams. And maybe we'll get an update from him on where the Yankees stand on first base. Are they still engaged with Christian Walker? Are they still engaged with Pete Alonso? Is there somebody that we don't know about that he might talk about tomorrow. But throughout this whole process, Cashman has played this perfectly. Never in a million years did I think that the Yankees would go as deep into the Soto negotiations as they did. And you can't blame Hal Steinbrenner. You cannot blame Brian Cashman. The Yankees went farther than I ever thought or dreamed they were going to go. And as for this, you know, the whole idea that were they going to get a chance to match Soto or they're not? If they did, you know, he was going to go back to Cohen and get more money anyway. So I think the Yankees went as far as they wanted to go, and they tried to bring him back. But they didn't, and now they've added three pieces to the puzzle. And if you want to say Loaisiga makes four because he was a free agent and they were able to re-sign him, you can say four because he's a pretty valuable part of the bullpen. But how could you, if you're a Yankee fan, like myself, how could you not be happy with what's happened here in a week? In a matter of a couple of days, the Mets, and again, I think the Mets had to do what they did with Soto. And it makes them better, obviously. And it energizes that fan base to the point where I have not seen this in a long time. Soto was the right move for the Mets. It doesn't matter how many years it was. It doesn't matter how much money. Steve Cohen's got plenty of it. They needed to make that move to establish themselves as a legitimate player when you're talking about championship. But for the Yankees, they didn't have to go that far, and they weren't ready to do that. They went as far as they were going to go. But then Brian Cashman went to work like a mad scientist. Went to work. Said, okay, we lost Soto. It stings. It's tough. Now let's see, what can we do? We got a pretty good rotation already. Let's make that better. Let's get Max Fried. All right, good. We already got a good bullpen. What do we do? Let's go make that better. Let's go get Devin Williams. Pretty good, right? And now you've got this gaping hole in your lineup. You need a left-handed bat. You need a center fielder, maybe somebody who could play first base, and you get Cody Bellinger. And you're not done yet because you've still got some financial flexibility. I mean, it's already for Brian Cashman and Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, because you have to throw Hal in there because he writes the checks. To me, this is already a grade A offseason for the Yankees, even with losing Juan Soto. And they still have to prove it on the field, but to me right now, the Yankees hierarchy gets a grade A for this offseason so far, and they're not even done yet. And Cody Bellinger, obviously not the first Bellinger to play for the Yankees, and he could become the second Bellinger to win a World Series ring with the Yankees because his father, Clay Bellinger, was part of a couple of World Series teams with the Bombers. And this was a great stat. I don't know if everyone saw this. I saw it on Brian Hoke's X account. Brian Hoke from MajorLeagueBaseball.com covers the Yankees. Cody and Clay Bellinger, now the fourth father-son combination to play for the Yankees. Yogi and Dale Berra, Ron and Ike Davis, and Mark Leiter and Mark Leiter Jr. So four now with the Bellingers. It's just, to me, a no-brainer that this has been a great offseason for the Yankees. How could you not be excited? After the initial shock of losing Soto and watching the Met fans gloat, watching the Met fans plan that parade with the one signing that they've gotten so far, at least the one, well, I mean, Clay Holmes also. Okay. This has been a great offseason for the Yankees so far. How do you not like this? You had that initial 24 to 48 hours of mourning, and then Max Fried, Devin Williams, and now Cody Bellinger. And I started the chat with a little WWE reference of Cody Rhodes. What do you want to talk about? And to play the Cody Rhodes versus Cody Bellinger? If you're a Yankee fan now, are you a Cody crybaby? And people who follow wrestling will get that reference. So yes, as a Yankee fan now, I am a Cody crybaby. Because I'm happy that the Yankees got Cody Bellinger.